Town of Ruley special meeting of June 14th, 2012. Will come to order, please turn off all signs, electronic devices. And in honor of the Army's birthday, we'll ask Attorney Tom Acosta to lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember O'Lynn.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Geisler. Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Item four, consider construction drawing approval for Orleans West subdivision. The construction drawings were submitted a long time ago. We're going through a rigorous process of reviewing them, and at this time, I would like to recommend that the construction drawings for Orleans West subdivision be approved.
Everything on the punch list is done.
Everything on the punch list is done. In fact, the last four items, we just went over with Sean, Wayne went over when they're, and they're all done. We have a letter attached, so they're all done. 100%.
Sean has copies?
In my office here. I mean, he left me two sets. Hear a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the construction drawing.
Stay there.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience?
Dixie Daigle, 1705 Orleans Quarters Drive. I know we spoke in previous meetings and talked about the punch list with Sean. Basically, I'm here to just express our concern with the retention ponds holding water. Publicly state Orleans Quarters concern with the retention ponds holding water. Do we know how much water it's going to hold at this point? Have they stopped the fill or stopped the dig?
We do. I don't have that number with me. I guess it is a set number.
It's set, because when the meeting, it said that we were going to, you were going to take as much fill as was needed.
Correct.
And that the depth of the pond, we didn't know at that time.
Correct.
And we still don't know it?
I don't have it with me, no. But
okay.
I mean, they're done digging.
They're done digging?
For the first two ponds.
So there is a set number right now, we just don't know what it is?
Correct.
Okay. So basically, our concern with the retention ponds holding water is, of course, public safety. I know that we've also discussed the maintenance issues with it not holding water as far as grass cutting, and we feel like it would be easier, or the town feels like it would be easier to maintain with water in them. So safety issues as far as children backing up to people's houses and, you know, playing in them or doing things is a great concern for Orleans Quarters, and we'd appreciate consideration in that.
Okay. The town, just to be clear, the town, as far as maintenance goes, doesn't care whether the ponds are full or not full. What I need to clarify is that we made an assumption that they would be like the one we have there. We really didn't ask until we were notified that it was there would be water in them. We didn't even concern ourselves with the slope because it didn't really matter. We could work it from the top or work it from the bottom, so it really didn't matter. After we were informed that the plans would include water in the ponds, that's when we got back with the engineer and said, you have to make sure that we can reach down from the top and get all of it at one time. So they changed the slope on the slope angles, and we measured our machine and all that stuff. So that's all been satisfied. But in the beginning, it really didn't matter to us either way. As we go into this project and as we come out of this project, it's very important that you know that the town does not have the maintenance of the ponds yet. We do not. And we did that intentionally. We did that intentionally so that at some future point, when we are satisfied that there's a good growth of grass and that the slopes are, you know, well maintained and all that, the developer has the opportunity to come back and offer us a servitude there, which we really want to do. And most towns say, oh, I don't want to do maintenance, but we want to do maintenance because we want to keep it up. So that time is uncertain, but it as part of our punch list and some of the items and notes that on the drawing, we made it very clear that just putting grass seed out there ain't gonna get it. It has to be, the slopes have to be in good shape before we'll accept them. So just, you know, just to make sure. I understand the safety part of it.
But as far as the town's concerned, there's no liability issues because you don't own the property.
No, we don't own the property. And even if we accept the servitude to maintain it, we still won't have the liability because it'll be a servitude. Just like the ditch in front of your house, it's still your property, but the town has a servitude. So we would not have the liability unless we run over somebody with a tractor, so it might be a liability issue, but other than that.
Besides the safety of the citizens, you have, are protecting your duty as a.
Yeah, and let me say this as a, you know, a person who advocated that. The days of subdivisions without detention ponds are getting short all over the country. Shane was here saying last week he went to Canada and everywhere has detention ponds. You know, I have kids that live in North Carolina and you don't build anything without a detention pond anymore there. So those safety issues are the same everywhere. If you have a pond, you're going to have problems. You
know? Are the slopes, because I understand it's Sugar Mill serves as a retention pond. Obviously it does. The slopes are gradual in that pond. Are the slopes standard as far as having the depth in the slopes? Like say if someone falls in and being able, is that a standard way to build a retention pond as to where we didn't care about the depth and the slope was kind of,
There's two different designs. You can do one color. You can do a dry one or you can do a wet one.
Right.
And either way is acceptable. Some people do it one way, some people do it another. They've chosen to do a wet. But to answer your question, the way they're cut, if you fall off the edge, then it's 5 feet deep. It goes from zero. I mean,
zero to slope, right.
Yeah, okay. No doubt.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay.
Sean, if I could ask him on that subject.
Yes, ma'am.
With other subdivisions that maybe y'all have been involved with, what have you seen around retention ponds to serve as a safety barrier? Have you seen that type of data?
They do both. Some have fences, some don't. There's no way to get around that hazard. If it rains, the pond fills up whether you have a fence or not.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's dry or wet, at some point there's going to be water in the pond. That hazard's there. Again, some do have fences, some don't. There's no standard.
Today we call them detention ponds. In the past they called them bar pits on the other side of the levee.
Right.
I mean, and they tried in Port Allen, they built a double thickness fence with razor wire at the top when they fixed the swimming pool over there. And they ended up having to close it anyway because people would go in with wire cutters and cut holes in it, and if they'd go and swim in the middle of the night. I mean, you know, it's not, you know.
Okay.
So
on the ponds, you said they're going to hold water. You know, y'all did enough soil sampling to tell us enough clay there that it's going to hold?
Yes, sir.
Because we've got a lot of areas in Brule that won't hold water.
Yeah, that's one thing we tell. List of things.
Just for my information, what do you think the approximate depth of the water is going to be?
Yes.
Approximately?
I can tell you it's the same elevation as the bottom of the ditch. The static water surface would be at that elevation. So the ditches that cross the property in two locations, the ponds, the water surface will be at that same elevation. And the reason being, there's an outfall pipe that goes from the pond to that ditch. The water will continue to go down until it hits that elevation and the water can't go out.
Oh, okay, what can be the depth of the water when we reach that elevation? I guess that's what I'm just asking.
The underneath the pipe?
Probably 10 feet or so, 10 to 12 feet, if I had to guess. We haven't surveyed. They just finished the first set of ponds. We haven't surveyed it yet.
So that would be in the as-built room.
Yes, sir.
So it would probably be incumbent upon the property owners near that to their fence yard. Any isolated incidences with people trespass or go around there is just beyond the control of what you're trying to do.
I guess the proximity to the street is also what makes it a concern, is that it's, I'm not sure exactly how close they are to the street, but I believe from what I understand, they're fairly close to the street.
They are. They're close. They're real close. 15 feet.
Yeah.
Just enough for the servitude there. I mean, whatever you call it. But, yeah, maintenance servitude. Anybody else? Any comments? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other comments from the council? Let's have a roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Hebert.
Yes.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Remarks of personal privilege, anyone? Actually, I got a letter coming to you about the grass. I wanted to explain the whole thing to you.
Okay.
If it's, you'll like it. Okay. Do I hear a motion adjourned?
Move.
Second. Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Lynn, all in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Thank you.